Jessica Barón knows what it's like to live in the shadows. Her parents brought her to the U.S. illegally when she was 2 years old. She grew up here, graduated from high school with honors, and enrolled at the University of North Texas, Dallas campus. Still, there were some obstacles.
I know I was very qualified for certain jobs. You know, I have the talent, I have the knowledge in so many areas, and just not being able to take, you know, those opportunities that at some point were offered to me just because the fact that I didn't have a social security.
Like many young undocumented immigrants, she felt her life was in limbo.
That was very frustrating. You know, you feel like you have everything that it takes, but there's nothing you can do.
Then the Obama administration unveiled what's known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA for short. This is not the DREAM Act that would give conditional permanent status. Like that proposal, it's a program with age limits and other restrictions. If you're accepted, though, you have to reapply after 2 years. Barón jumped at the chance to apply, but the wait was nerve-wracking.
I remember just praying, you know, and saying, please, God, you know, let me be approved. Let me be approved.
And she was. Today, Barón is the DACA coordinator for Catholic Charities of Dallas. The organization just received funding to reach out beyond Dallas. Catholic Charities spokeswoman Rosalyn Vasquez says the need is obvious.
They were raised here. They have an American mindset. They were educated here. They've grown up here. So they don't really understand that they need to go through this process.
Fernando Dubove, an immigration attorney in Dallas, says he believes word about the program has spread. He says his office was flooded with potential applicants the first few months after the announcement.
Unless you lived in a cave without electricity, you knew that this program was out there.
He says the issue for many is money. The application fee is $465. The other barrier, he says, is fear.
Concerns that what happens if my application is denied? What happens if this program is not renewed in a year and a half? What happens to my mom and dad? Because now immigration knows where my parents live. And if you can alleviate those fears, I think the majority of the people who have held back and are eligible will apply.
Outside a Dallas grocery store, Maria Sanchez sells DVDs, CDs, and toys from a stall. She has two daughters who recently were granted the temporary legal status. A third daughter, who's 23, hasn't applied because she didn't graduate from high school and dropped out of a GED program. Her mom's concerned.
No sabemos si cuando el presidente Obama salga del poder.
Sanchez is worried the program might get disbanded when President Obama leaves office.
Ya tenemos muchos años en este país. Todas trabajan.
She says her family's been in the country a long time. She says immigrants who are working and haven't committed a crime deserve to live in the country legally. Jessica Barón of Catholic Charities says she hopes more people will apply. While it's not the DREAM Act, she says she no longer lives in fear.
And so I just see it as, you know, the beginning of a wonderful future for myself.
Barón will spend the next 6 months traveling to churches, schools, and community colleges, getting the word out to other young immigrants. Stella Chavez, KERA News.